It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going live right now to Buffalo Airport. WBEN's Jim Stelliano is at the airport hoping to get a flight to New York this morning for the Empire State ride, which begins tomorrow. Jim, you're with me live here on WBEN. When did you get to the airport, and what's the current situation?
I got here just around 4 a.m. and didn't know, wasn't made aware of anything until I got to the gate. And a little while later, a gentleman came over and made an announcement over the PA. But currently, we were supposed to be in the air at least a half hour ago. And people, oddly enough, people from the next flight who were supposed to take off at our gate are showing up, and they're confused too.
Have you seen any flights take off?
I haven't, although I've seen some flights land, and I've heard announcements through the airport that JetBlue seems to be boarding planes here, and I don't know if they've been taking off.
Okay. This is the announcement that has been playing on the speakers at Buffalo Airport.
Just once again, if you're just joining us, all flights nationwide across all airlines are grounded until 6 a.m. I can't make any changes. I can't touch the computers. So for right now, the best course of action is just to sit tight and we'll see what happens. If this goes past 6 a.m., I'll break out the airport trivia. But for right now, just hang out, relax. Appreciate your patience.
All right. Patience is the key, Jim. Now, it is 6 o'clock. But do you think that announcement is changing?
I have a feeling. I was standing next to the gentleman who was making the announcement, and it almost seems like 8 a.m., at least on the Delta Airlines side of the airport. They seem to be most affected, at least from what I see here. Some of the departure screens have changed. It seems like United has been able to access it. Their screen to adjust departure times, but oddly enough, the Delta flight that I'm supposed to be on is still listed as on time, and it should have taken off at least a half hour ago.
Yeah, it may be a situation where they can't even adjust those screens, right? Because it's a computer issue, and so they have to make the announcement on the speaker. All right, well, sit tight. I guess you don't have a choice, right?
No, we'll keep you posted, though.
I appreciate that. That's Jim Stelliano joining me from Buffalo Airport this morning.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.